These the Yazdis from Scripture 9:7. Go eat your bread with enjoyment and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has long ago approved what you do.
Scripture 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new.
This is our word from Holy Scripture for our contemporary people. About how we would do this sermon today. Originally, we were going to make a video, and then we started thinking maybe a couple of them would preach, and in the end, they decided they'd all preach this morning. So, not all of them. There are a few who decided not to, and that's fine. We have 12. That's okay. But they wanted to share some words with you about what it's meant for them to be part of this church and a part of this community. And so, you're going to see on the screen pictures of the youth, so I'm going to invite Hunter probably speaking first. Is that right, Hunter? Everybody maybe come and line up behind Hunter and do orders so you can...
Hi, I'm Hunter, and I am so glad to be confirmed into the United Church today with my friends who I have shared many memories with, and to all the parents who I have shared memory with, like Brian and Shannon and Heather for their help in the youth group before Candace took over. I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank Candace for being our awesome youth leader right now also, and to Dave for making everyone feel welcome when they come into our building. Where's Dave? Dave. Hi, Dave. And for Julia for being our fantastic minister and making everyone want to be confirmed today and stand up and speak in front of you. So, thank you.
Okay, so it's me, Jack. Aren't I adorable? Yeah. It means a lot to me to be finally getting confirmed into the church. Although through the years that I've been here, I feel as though I have already been accepted a million times. I've always enjoyed coming to these sermons and getting the chance to ponder life's true meanings, as well as coming to youth group and doing the exact opposite. It makes me feel warm inside to know that if I'm ever feeling sad, afraid, or simply need someone to talk to, all of you will be here for me. Having gotten the chance to take this confirmation class, I feel as though I have developed a better idea of what it means to be a member of this church community, and I am proud that I will be a part of it. Thank you.
Well, I have to follow that. And I have a speech, but it's on my phone. I have a little bit. Okay. So church has been a great time to make friends and learn about Christ. It has been a teaching opportunity for me and the rest of the youth in a fun and interesting way. We have had laughs, played games, told stories, prayed, cared for each other, and came together to be the best we can be. And church, just like Jack said, is all about helping each other out, and it can't be a church unless everyone is here for each other. And We call the church a church community, and you can't be a community unless a community isn't based off of where you live, it's based off of how you live. So that's why I believe being a church community here is such a great thing, and that everyone should love each other as like we do.
Well, I'm going to start mine off with a joke, of course. So, one day, this man decides he's going to go buy a horse. So he's like, You know, I know his neighbor was selling a horse, so he goes and buys it. But this is not any normal horse. It's a religious horse. You have to say hallelujah to get it to go forwards, and amen to get it to say stop, to get it to stop. So he goes on this horse. He says hallelujah. So he's just riding around, having a wonderful time. He's like, ah, isn't it a great day? Until he realizes he's headed straight for a cliff. In all the confusion and haste that ensues, he forgets what words he needs to use. So he quickly recites a prayer. He's like, amen! And he stops 1 foot away from the cliff. In his relief and joy, he shouts, hallelujah! Well, so in all seriousness, this church is a lot more than just friends. I feel that this is my family. This is basically my second home. Really, because when I fall down, a friend will help me up. But when I fall down, a family member will laugh at me and then help me up. I just feel really comfortable here. Everyone's been so welcoming when we first came here. I've been here since St. Mary's, and it's just always been so great. And to see that how large our congregation has actually grown has really been fantastic. And, well, I'd just like to thank everyone in here. So, hallelujah!
Those are all good speeches, and I don't have a speech, so I'm just going to share a memory.
Evan, why don't you come up here while I tell it?
Okay, I guess I could.
Yes, it is. My good friend Evan here was during kids' ministry, and...
Oh, there you go.
What?
Nothing.
Well, he was passing a napkin over a candle, and the napkin ended up lighting on fire. And so what my good friend Evan here did was throw it to my good friend Hunter, and Hunter started panicking and dropped it on the ground, and Heather, if she's here, came running over and started stomping on it. That's the end of the story. Bye.
Yeah, no. Alright, so I've been kind of part of the congregation already because I grew up here, like all the way back when we were in GSS, Good Shepherd, when we did sermons and stuff there. And I'd just like to thank the entire congregation for the fortuitous opportunity to grow up in a kind and caring community. I still have lots of growing up to do, but through your help and the help of God, I know I can do it. Thanks.
So I've been here a long time, I remember when we were like in the St. Mary's gym, yeah, a long time ago, makes me feel old, and I have known these lovely people standing behind me for many, many years now, and one of the things we always did together was we went to this camp called Sojourners. And Sojourners was out in like the middle of the woods, and there was a lake, and there was canoeing, and there was everything, archery, there was this huge like mud pit, it was great. And I like to share a story one time about when some of these lovely lads decided to wake us up in the morning. So it was about 8 o'clock in the morning, it's very cold outside, and normally we're woken up by the bell, but not that morning. That morning we were woken up by water balloons being thrown at our cabin. And they threw them so hard and so fast, if we went outside, we got ambushed. So we spent about 3 hours in our cabin not being able to leave. And at one point, we opened the door, and lovely Cam, you know, Cam, yeah, he threw the water balloon, and it hit the light switch, and the power almost went out. Yeah, that wasn't so good. Yeah, anyways, that's one of my favorite memories of my friends here. Thank you.
What a great stories.
Well, I've been in this church for a while too, since about St. Mary's. I've done many stuff here. I was baptized when I was 8 under my, apparently, my own decisions and stuff, and I made many things. And I think one of my fondest memories is every time I came to church on Sunday at St. Mary's, I knew there would be waiting Keith with a box of donuts. And I knew that if I got there first, Alex wouldn't get the sprinkled donut. And what kept me coming each day was to know that I could get the sprinkled donut. And I think that represents me coming to go and get God's knowledge as a sprinkled donut. Now, that is my speech.
I'm Maya. We're pretty new here. We haven't been coming here for a very long time, but even from just being here for a short amount of time, this is a great place. It's very welcoming. And I wanted to share a story. I just recently went on the Dominican trip this Easter. And on the very last night, we all, us and the kids from the Tears campus, all decided to go out and do something. So we were all on the lawn, and we did some star tipping. I don't know if anybody here knows what star tipping is, but it's when you pick a star in the sky, and you have to stare at that, and you spin for 30 seconds while keeping that star on your eye. And then we pick a point, and we'd have two people go at once, and we'd race to that point. And it was just, it was really funny. After you spin, then you go the other direction, and you fall over. I mean, my friend Kelsey fell and got a pretty bad cut in her leg, so we had to stop. The adults came over and were like, "Hey guys, no more." But that's one of my fondest memories from this church. Thank you.
Hi, I'm very excited to be joining the church, and since I've been going to this church for 3-4 years now, and I learned a lot about God, Jesus, and the important things in life. I have lots of memories that I really love going to this church. Like, every year we have the Christmas pageant, and it's always very fun for me and my friends doing it together. And also the very fun charity events that we do, like the pancake supper that we did a few months ago. And one of the most memorable times, I think, was when my little brother was baptized here. And I have I know lots of you, and I want to get to know you more better when I join this church. Thanks.
Okay, youth, if you want to line up here along the front of the church. I'm going to invite Candace and Salter to come forward. Awesome group of youth. It warms, and I'm going to cry. It warms my heart to hear them up here telling the stories of their favorite times with each other, because that really is what church is all about. It's about the community that we build together, the memories we make together. And they will know that because you are here and supporting them and part of this community, that wherever they go in life, they can go to a community and find a place where they can be loved. But they will never forget their roots here and how you have treated them and welcomed them here. And welcome them we do, because they are just an amazing group of kids, the best.
Friends in Christ, we are all received into the church through the sacrament of baptism. These youth who stand before you have found nurture and support in the midst of the family of Christ, particularly this community that has embraced them and loved them. They have been led by the Holy Spirit to affirm their baptism and to claim in our presence their covenantal relationship with Christ and the members of the church, including this community, Okotoks United Church.
United by the Holy Spirit, we join together as community to celebrate God's presence, to discern God's truth, and live as the body of Christ in the world. We share our gifts with one another, that the kingdom of God might be realized. By a profession of faith today, these wonderful, dear young people and friends of Christ offer their gifts to the church and to this whole community and the church beyond our doors.
On behalf of Okotoks United Church, I present the following persons to be received into the membership of this community of faith: Cameron Borskavich, Hunter Borskavich, Jack Ferguson, Benjamin LaFond, Daniel LaFond, Alexander Leggett, Benjamin Leggett, Claire Misura, Evan Nisi, Martin Povey, Maya Povey, Kaylee Trippers.
I'm going to ask the youth now, and anybody who wishes to join them, to join me in professing your vows and your commitment to this community, and we'll see it on the screen. Do you believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, and who works in us and others by the Spirit? Desiring the freedom of new life in Christ, will you seek to resist evil and to live in love and justice?
Will you follow in the way of Christ, proclaiming Jesus in your words and actions, committing to the work of the body of Christ in the world, living with respect in creation?
Will you take an active part in the life of this congregation, meeting regularly to celebrate God's presence, supporting the community with your gifts, and seeking to love and serve others?
I'm going to invite the congregation to stand and join if you are intending to support these youth in their work and life in this congregation to join me. Do you, as brothers and sisters in Christ, commit to supporting and encouraging your fellow believers, lifting them up in prayer, rejoicing in the gifts that they bring, joining them in worship and working alongside them in the work of this community and God's world, and with God's help, promise to live out together the mission and ministry of the church? We do, by the grace of God. Please be seated. In the name of Jesus Christ, my young friends, we welcome you to the privileges and responsibilities of membership, full membership, in this congregation. We are so delighted to welcome you into this body of faith. Those of you who formally today make a declaration of your desire to live and work and love amongst us, we give thanks to God for your witness among us. Now, I'm going to invite the youth to spread out a little bit, because I'm going to invite any parents that are here to come and stand behind your children, and I'm also going to invite any members of the boards to come and lay hands on these youth as we pray for them this morning. So, board members and parents.
Spread out, guys. Step forward and spread out so everyone can step forward.
Everybody has somebody to lay hands on and bless them. Let's pray together. In the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you for calling us to faith and for gathering us into the church, the body of Christ. We thank you for these young people gathered in this local community and rejoice that you continue to call people to follow you. As they continue to meet and grow together, we ask that you offer them wisdom and guidance for the paths they will choose and the lives they will live. Give them the courage to make decisions that will honor you, that they might live with integrity and honesty in this world. Together, may we all live in one spirit, building one another up in love,
sharing our lives in worship, prayer, and love, and serving the world in the name of and for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to invite the parents and the board to sit now, and we have some presentations to make. Candace, the Bible's under there.
First off, we want to make a presentation to Candace for the Bible that she didn't get the last time. That's for you. And I'll ask Candace to hand out the Bible for you. Compliment.
That was... I'll go behind you. Do you want to come behind and welcome them?
On behalf of the community of Okotoks United Church, we want to welcome you all into membership, and can we all show it the way we usually... Sure. The grace of Christ attend you, the love of God surround you, and the Holy Spirit keep you. Amen.